You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner has a history lesson on the Sabine Pass.
Most of the border between Texas and Louisiana is defined by the Sabine River, from the town of Logansport in Louisiana down to the Gulf of Mexico. Following the Louisiana Purchase in 1803, it became apparent that the boundary was not firm. It was apparent also that Napoleon did not know what he was selling and that Thomas Jefferson did not know what he was buying when the Louisiana Purchase was conducted. To confuse matters more, the Spanish contended that the Red River was the boundary, all the way to the Mississippi and down to the Gulf. After much wrangling between the United States and Spain, the line was settled by two treaties in 1819, but this did not end the territorial dispute. Until surveys could be conducted, the western boundary of the Louisiana Purchase would extend to the Rocky Mountains and up into Canada, and a series of neutral zones, or no man's lands, were created. The area from Logansport south to the Gulf of Mexico was designated as the Sabine Strip. To halt the possibility of an accidental war, both the U.S. and Spain agreed not to send military forces into the zone. This extended approximately 30 miles on either side of the river. It became a haven for pirates, outlaws of various kinds, and the home of the famous and the infamous. Every lawman in the West was looking for former Vice President Aaron Burr, when it was believed that he wanted to create an empire with himself as its head. He evidently hid in the Sabine Strip. It was not until he went to Natchez for supplies that he was apprehended. His cousin later built a store that was the cornerstone of Burr's Ferry, west of Leesville. Following the Battle of New Orleans, several of Jean and Pierre Lafitte's pirates became freelancers and brought their families far up the Sabine, in what is today northern Sabine and western DeSoto parishes, within the Sabine Strip. Their descendants are there today, with names and physical characteristics of these ancestors who had come from Spain and North Africa. Among the other residents were Indian slaves from Texas and other areas to the west who were used to build forts, churches, and communities prior to the demilitarization. Some stayed and intermarried with the pirate families when the Spanish evacuated. The area to the east, centered on Natchitoches, became a hotbed of anti-Spanish intrigue. Several wealthy and influential Louisianians had fostered a revolution that kicked the Spanish out of West Florida prior to the War of 1812. They wanted to do the same thing in Texas. The U.S. government decided that it was critical to build a series of forts to accomplish two goals. First, to keep the Spanish from running cavalry patrols to the Red River in an attempt to enforce its position that that river was a boundary. And second, to keep Anglo-Saxon Louisianians from invading a sovereign province of Spanish Mexico. Forts Claiborne and Selden were constructed, supplemented later by the larger Fort Jessup. Fort Jessup became the headquarters of General Zachary Taylor's Army of Observation and the jumping-off point for the invasion of Mexico during the Mexican War. The area remained a wild and woolly part of the West. Outlaws sought haven in this neutral zone, even long after its designation ceased. Several gunfighters made the Sabine Strip their home, the most famous, or infamous, being a particularly nasty fellow named Leather Breeches Smith, who was assassinated in Maryville. Smith's most violent end was part of the strife between sawmill owners and workers organizing labor unions in the early 20th century. Today, much of the swampy area of the Sabine Strip has been inundated by Toledo Bend Reservoir, but the remainder of the people in western Louisiana still look and act more like Texans than the Cajuns and Creoles of the Pelican State. The piney woods and sparse population of the rural parishes and counties still reflect their border kinship. We look back at this heritage and realize that time and place are history, and that even in the Badlands, history matters.